It's midweek, so therefore it is the time when we get a little bit zen in the studio. I say zen, Mike Hewley. Is that actually the right word to use for doing mindfulness practices?
Yeah, I mean, mindfulness is part of Zen, and part of my influence is Zen Buddhism. So, yeah, Zen.
It works.
It works.
I just threw that out there, you know, to make myself sound knowledgeable. Yeah. But now I'm going to stop talking, which is the best thing I can do right now, because you're going to lead another mindfulness practice for us. What kind of practice is this?
Well, you know, I've done one a week for a while. I think we've got sort of 2,000,
I think.
2,000 practices. I didn't even know there were that many. So I just thought I'd kind of do one that's a bit more dynamic and spontaneous, and just kind of guide people into some breath to calm them down, focus the mind, and then just have a kind of investigation of what's going on in the body and the mind.
That sounds good. Yeah. Right.
So somewhere to start for people, if you haven't done it so far, this is a good place to start. It'll also be something to try if you're kind of keeping up with the podcasts.
Excellent. All right. Very much looking forward to it. So, yes, over to you.
Okay. So there's no special posture. There's no special way to sit to pay attention. But we can put our feet on the floor. You can sit upright if you're sitting at home. For this one, we can let the eyes close. Okay, and all you have to do is listen. There isn't a right answer. We're not aiming for a goal. We're not trying to make something happen either, because that's work. And this is about taking a break from work and putting that mind down. So we can just check what's happening in the body right now, almost like a weather check. Okay, so just notice your body, feet on the floor, bum on the chair, the feel of your posture, and just let your feet and your bum and maybe your back against the chair, just let it melt or soften into that sense of contact. So just let your feet kind of drop down into the floor a little bit. Let your bum just kind of relax or soften down into the chair. Let your back just kind of relax back into the contact with the chair. So that you're being held, you're grounded. And then we can just shift our awareness into the natural movement of breath in your body. Okay, so we don't need to do any special kind of breathing. Just notice that you are already breathing. Right? Breathing is happening. You don't breathe, the body breathes. Okay, breath just happens. It's a natural function. And it's happening right now. So just notice the breath rising and falling in the body. Staying with it, almost like you're surfing it or riding it. This is the first gear shift, really, away from the mind down into breath. The mind winds you up, breath calms you down. And as you're tracking the breath in your body, just check whether the in-breath or the out-breath feels better right now. Is it the slow expansion? Is it the slow release? Which one feels more pleasant or spacious or invigorating? We're going to shift the awareness up and just put your awareness into your nose and nostrils. And what we're going to do is just start to track or ride the breath there. So just noticing that the breath is moving through the nose. And that's going to be our anchor, our focal point, our target. We're going to pay attention to the breath flowing through the nose and just let everything else, sounds, thoughts, feelings, let it all just happen in the background. So just focusing your awareness 100% into the texture and flow and feel of the breath passing through your nose. And just to help us do that, let's count 10 breaths. So just counting in your head, take as long as you like, slower the better, and counting on every out breath. And we're not just paying attention to the breath as we count them. We're soaking up each breath. You're flooding your mind with each breath. Soaking your awareness into each breath flowing in the nose. And when you get to 10, that's great, you can drop the counting, but we're just continuing to merge, to soak up, to soak the breath with awareness. There might be a sense of losing yourself, forgetting yourself. Merging with each breath, soaking it up. And when thoughts pull you out, that's fine. As soon as you catch yourself thinking, just shift your attention back into the breath flowing through your nose. That's how we develop metacognitive attention. Notice the thought, come back to breath. And also notice if there's any gaps between your thoughts right now. As you soak yourself in each breath, is the mind very busy, constant? Is it quiet, still, spacious? In fact, as we're tracking the breath, let's just wait for the next thought to pop up. Don't think, don't do anything, let's just wait. And then just continuing to soak up each breath, track the texture, the temperature, the flow. So that the breath is an immersive experience. Just notice what your mind is doing right now. Okay, that mental screen behind your eyes where thoughts tend to happen. Take a look. Is it busy? Is it still? Just noticing. Check between your ears. Okay, so there's a space between your ears. What's happening there right now? Is it filled with internal chatter, the voice in your head. Maybe there's silence. And then dropping down into the upper body, so the belly, the chest, and just noticing what's there, that weather check. Is there still some tension or tightness? Has that softened? Maybe we feel neutral, still, calm. And then finally just shifting out into the whole body, back to that sense of yourself on the chair, feet, bum, back, posture. And I just want you to find anywhere in your body right now that feels still, quiet, restful, or peaceful. Where is that in your experience? And just like the breath, we're going to focus our awareness 100% into that stillness. Okay. Well done. So you can come out of stillness now. That's just a short meditation, a short practice to shift. Shift away from the thinking mind into breath and then stillness.
Wonderful. It'd help if I lifted the microphone. I was so still, Mike, that I forgot that I was actually supposed to be broadcasting here. Thank you so much again. Do let us know if you do take on any of these practices and let us know how you get on. You can email us latelunch@manxradio.com. For the time being, we'll speak to you next week.
Thank you.